Who was this person? When did it happen? Why do you have to be friendly, and why didn't you like him or her? What did you think about it later? Answer. I believe that each of us has people we enjoy talking to and people we don't particularly like, but for various reasons, we still have to maintain friendly relationships with them, whether genuine or not. After going through this topic, memories come back to my mind. If my memory serves me right, it was about 20 years ago. When I was in 6th grade, I had to be friendly with my biology teacher, Mr. Thee, even though I didn't like him. He is quite tall, about 170 centimeters, has black hair, and has a straight nose. And I hated him because I felt he was unfair to students. He usually gave pop quizzes with information that we were not prepared for. He was also biased. He favored students who liked and admired him. So I thought that it would be a good idea if I would pretend to be friendly with Mr. Thee, especially in the next final test. I had to have a big presentation on my final topic. It would have a big impact on my final point. So I thought it would be a great idea to be nice to him so that he would get a good grade on this final exam. Even though I didn't like him, I have to admit that he was really knowledgeable. And he was really intelligent enough to solve problems. At the end of the year, I gave a 10-minute presentation about the environmental impact of nature. Fortunately, my attitude and my presentation were well received, and I got a high score. 9 out of 10 points. I was over the moon and ecstatic. Although I didn't express my true feelings to Mr. Thee, I think it was the right decision. After all, I think that he was an excellent teacher and willing to help any students. Because he passed on a great deal of knowledge to me, I am grateful for that. And I know that we need to know a person better before judging their character.